Hi guys, welcome back to the Bechdel Test. Today we sit down with a Brazilian jiu-jitsuka who gets paid for her picky eating, who hates plastic but loves greenhouse gases, and who might have rabies. This is the Bechdel Test. Everyone, today we're gonna have a really snappy podcast because Simon is in a rush to go get pastries.
I got free pastries at Yay, and my tummy's grumbling
because it's Fri-Yay.
Please don't do that. Okay. Please don't
sorry,
do that.
I'm sorry.
Everyone, today has been a big week for us because there was something called room draw here at Princeton. Room yes. draw is when you draw for a room, actually, surprisingly. Yep. And I don't want to brag, but I did get the largest quad in Little Hall. It's not a big deal, but it's 742 square feet and I have a walk-in closet, but it's not a big deal.
It's really weird because for room draw, I drew tons of pictures of the faculty at Princeton and the workers, and I didn't get any extra room in my room. I didn't get a 700
foot. I don't think that's square thing. How it works though. I think you just go on the room draw website and you draw a picture.
You do an online drawing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it has to be submitted electronically. Yeah.
Oh, did you just keep the pictures?
I mailed them.
Oh crap!
I did want to hand deliver it. It was sealed with a kiss, and it was to Aww. Esmeralda. I love her. She Shout works out. At the back of Yay.
Shout out Esmeralda, who works at the back of Yay.
Esmeralda,
wherever that is.
Simon and Emily, what are your rooming situs?
I got a single baby.
Nice.
Woohoo! We love a good single.
Yeah.
I got a double, one of the biggest in Forbes. Not actually, but kind of. It's 20 square feet bigger than my current double.
Nice.
And that makes me happy. And I'm rooming with Ava Dempsey. Ava Dempsey. Roommate, and that's how she speaks.
Do you have a private bathroom?
I do have a private bathroom.
She got to apply toilet paper, too. So I go to her bathroom.
Yes.
And I clean myself up.
Do you actually have two-ply toilet paper?
Oh, yeah. I mean, supplied by my friend Abby, who got it for my birthday.
And no, but you're supplied by Charmin Ultrasoft.
That would be correct.
Our sponsor today.
Yeah, and we've gone through about 6 toilet paper rolls because Simon keeps coming over to poop.
But that counts as 12 of my toilet paper rolls.
Okay.
And yeah,
Simon got them loose.
I got them.
I look like a mummy when I try to wipe.
I'm wrapping myself around.
That one, you have to, or else you're gonna get some schmutz on the fingers. And you don't want that.
Guys,
stop talking about poop. It's gross.
But literally, all of our podcasts evolve into just poop.
Let's pivot to our wonderful guest today.
Today's guest is a ginger from Pennsylvania who loves Tico's smoothies, hates math, and consistently sticks her tongue out in all of her selfies. Let's welcome Regan Fagley.
Yeah.
Regan! Thank you.
I would like to say that I have not been sticking my tongue out in my selfies. I've been going more for the open mouth.
Like a surprise.
Yes, like...
Oh, yeah.
So I have to change it up sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's
has that been a conscious choice?
I feel internally I've just been gravitating towards it more. I'm kind of tired of the whole tongue thing. The Miley Cyrus era is over.
You're just more Muppet Core.
Exactly.
Muppet Core.
Exactly.
Soy Boy Core.
Lifeless.
Yes. In another month, we might go to a frown.
I hope not.
Well, that creates intrigue, so
exactly. Stay mysterious, right?
Oh, yeah. Why is she sad?
Exactly.
Yeah, it really gets you thinking.
It does. And I have
what
to check in
she
on
be
Regan.
So sad about?
It's a whole thing.
Or what is she smelling right attention. Now? What stench is going in her mouth right now?
Okay.
Simon, why do you have to bring that up? Regan, there's something I've been wondering about you ever since I met you. And listener, I met Regan over the summer, actually. I did. Do you remember that?
I do.
That was crazy.
You were crazy.
I was wondering. I was crazy?
Totally.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Do you have cooties?
I don't feel comfortable disclosing this.
Well, I think Mikosh deals with cooties. I think they have a medicine available.
They do have a testing site for cooties if you need.
Are you sure?
They do a cootie examination.
Yeah.
It's actually quite pleasurable.
It's similar to a prostate exam.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
I mean, in my experience.
It's kind of how it feels when I use my one-ply toilet paper.
Oh.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
You get all the cootie schmutz.
The schmutz.
Cootie schmutz.
Emily, okay. define cootie schmutz for us.
Go ahead. I'm okay. Do you have rabies, though?
Another good question.
Actually, probably not.
Probably
you said that not. Like it was a question.
No, I do not have rabies. I just could get them. Well, not wow. anymore.
Do you, like, hang around a lot of rats?
What's yeah. going
on? Well, she hangs around her dogs. That's what she gets rabies from, her dogs.
Her dogs.
I feel like I could, but no. I need them so I don't die when I go to India.
Oh.
Sorry, I thought we were doing like a little barbershop.
No, we
thing.
Weren't. We were just understanding.
Okay. Well, tell us about why you're going to India and what you're planning on doing there.
Yeah, so I have an IIP in India this summer.
And what is an IIP?
Yes, an international internship through Princeton. Yes. And
congratulations.
Well,
congrats,
thank you
Reagan!
Very much.
So awesome.
Woo!
Woo! Well, it will be my first time going abroad, which is even more exciting for 9 weeks.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, in the middle of heat, so I might die from that. Oh. Average temperature, 105.
Are you looking forward to the food there?
I am not looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to, like, the naan. Maybe some...
N-double-A-N to our listeners.
Maybe the steamed...
Okay, now we're just spelling words for them.
Maybe the steamed rice, too. If they have some steamed white rice, that could be a spot.
That is S-T-E-A-G-E-D-R-I-C-E.
You forgot the space.
Simon, this is embarrassing.
Get roasted by Reagan.
Wait, and so tell
roasted
us...
Roasted by Reagan.
What part of India will you be in? What will you be doing there?
Yeah. So I'll be in New Delhi. Okay. Hashtag need malaria pills for that, too.
Hashtag. That's my favorite hashtag.
That one's going viral on Twitter right now.
We're using that hashtag on the Instagram posts.
No, but... So I'll be working in the CEO's office of the company Renew, or they used to go by Renew Power, which is a renewable energy company.
Oh, cool. Mm.
And they're the biggest in India. So I'll be working on doing research and some strategy on different types of energy and different markets that they can kind of expand into.
Do they just do all renewable energies, or is it like a certain type?
So they focus on wind and solar right now, but they're trying to expand into hydrogen.
Oh, cool. Ooh. I heard about that. Yeah.
So that's kind of like their
But that's about all of my extent of that knowledge.
Honestly, I've heard about that.
I've heard about it
in chemistry class. Yeah.
I had to kind of BS my way through that question in the interview. I was like, yeah, hydrogen.
Well, you know they work. You know they listen
to this. Oh, I heard
that. Yeah. You take the particles and you do stuff with it, and you got energy.
Basically.
So you're historically a picky eater.
You could say that. I mean, I think it's a little bit extreme, in my opinion. I just think I have, like, superior taste.
Well, her one grilled cheese a day tells me otherwise.
Describe your food preferences for our audience.
So plain, salty, beige, like shades of yellow and orange maybe, but, like, not orange vegetables unless they're carrots.
So you like the Brad diet.
Like a bread diet.
Brad. Isn't like, what is it?
No, like a bread diet is like my diet.
Okay, but I was said Brad.
I was said Brad.
Oh, but he said Brad, though.
You know what I mean?
Said Brad,
wait,
Reagan.
I was Brad. Said Brad.
So he actually didn't say bread, but he said Brad.
What is a Brad diet? I'm
bread,
curious.
Bread, rice, applesauce, and...
Oh, that's for people that are pregnant.
Pregnant.
Well, maybe I've just been, like, pregnant
my
whole life.
I had to go on the Brat diet when I had my GI symptoms.
Oh, is it the Brat diet? Oh,
Brat.
Yeah, it's Brat.
It might be Brat.
It's Brad.
Bread, rice, applesauce.
The Brat diet just beats the...
What's the tea? Tea? Like the drink?
I don't do that. No.
Is it too flavorful or what?
Yeah, I don't like
I think it's tortellini.
Oh, okay. I can do that. No, like, my typical dinner is Frosted Flakes. Or peanut butter toast, sometimes grilled cheese or a hot dog.
Mixing it up.
They had chicken nuggets last night. I was so excited.
That's amazing.
For the record, guys, I got to clarify. I was totally wrong on the Brat diet. So one, I got the name wrong. And two, I got the things wrong. It's bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast.
Really wrong.
No, but that's my
diet.
Diet
is helpful for anyone who has nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea.
Ooh, I should be on
that.
Do
you have any of those things?
I do not. Maybe that's why I don't, though. It's like a precautionary.
Yeah,
she's
always been on the Brat
always
diet.
Always preventing it.
Yes, but I have been trying new foods.
I
tried kiwi yesterday.
Wow.
So you never have any leaky pipes?
No.
As in, like, diarrhea. Sorry, that's my euphemism.
I don't, because I'm on, like, the brat diet. Okay. So it, like, prevents
but
that
But what about when
me.
You just tried kiwi? That could have made your pipes leaky.
Mm. I don't like when you say it.
Like, well, yeah, well, she has,
sorry, I'm sorry.
So you, don't have, like you don't have any, like, post-anal drip?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Fortunately.
Have you that's ever good. Had diarrhea before?
Like, in my life?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure. Not recently.
Sure?
Not recently. Not recently.
Really?
Like, I don't know when, but I... Sure, well, I've had it.
We are not
morning.
The same.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Wait, so yeah, what do you plan on eating in India?
So I talked to my advisor. She authorized another $1,000 for me for my dietary restrictions.
No way.
Dietary restrictions.
So I'm curious because Sander actually told me to bring this up. So, like, what did you... How exactly did you bring up these dietary restrictions to
so,
her?
So she was like, do you have any concerns? And I was like, well, actually, my friends have all kind of brought this up and they're all kind of worried for me because I'm a very picky eater. And most things that have, like, flavor and spice, I do not like. And she like, acted very normal. No one's ever treated me with as much respect coming to my dietary restrictions.
Or just in right. general.
Or just in general. Right. She was like...
That's not funny. That's not funny.
That's actually very sad.
That's
no.
We're sorry, Regan. That's a bit rude.
We're really
She's
sorry.
Our guest.
We're sorry that you're not treated with respect.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Please.
Well, what did she say? She's just like throwing money at you?
No, she was like, well, I know. She's from Bangladesh, I believe. So she was like, the food is similar. And she, like, her daughter, for example, doesn't love spicy food. So to kind of balance that out, she's like, yogurt served with most dishes. So you can mix that in, which I would not do because that's the textures. You can't mix that.
Oh.
Yogurt needs to be eaten by itself. But it was a good suggestion. And she was
Wait,
like...
Did you say a whole country of people, they do the wrong thing? Or? Yeah. No, just let me know. Yeah.
No. It's just the wrong know. Thing.
Oh,
the wrong thing for me.
Oh,
that's a better way of putting it.
Yeah, got it.
She was like, don't ask for anything mild because they won't know what that is. Ask for it steamed. So steamed vegetables, steamed rice. And she said...
So she called them stupid. And no one in India knows what mild means.
I mean... No.
Okay, cool. So
Double
you just
down.
Can, okay, already here. That's awesome.
She's going to be barred from entering the country, but that's okay.
Their mild is not my mild
right.
is like below buffalo wing spice. Buffalo wing spicy is spicy. That's as spicy as I get. Right. So
okay.
like mild is like pepper.
So you're going to have, like, a steamy summer full of steamed things.
And, like, mild is, like, potato chips. Like
actually,
that's when I draw
like,
the line.
Like, the barbecue, not the bar, yeah, the barbecue chips, they're, like, mild.
Oh, my God, please get out of here.
Like, some barbecue sauces are mild.
That's like my grandma. She'll have queso. She's like, oh, my mouth's on fire.
I could
what?
Not eat queso. There's, like, peppers in it.
Okay, what's the most, like, what's the most surprising food that you don't like?
Surprising that I don't like.
Yeah, like when you tell people they're like, what?
Like tomato sauce.
Oh.
Why?
That's not.
It's red.
I don't.
That's
just,
off limits.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like,
it's not within the colors.
Yeah, it's not
beige. Within the colors. Gosh, what don't I like? Like potatoes that aren't mashed.
Do you like french fries?
I do, but not
do like
steak
chips?
Fries. Not steak fries because they're too potato-y.
Okay.
Right? Like, I don't really want to taste the potato.
Okay. Okay. Just
so,
the
like,
fry.
Yeah.
Just the fried
exactly,
fry.
Exactly.
Do you like all fried food, though?
Most, I'd say. Like, no fish at all. No seafood whatsoever.
Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No lobster, no crab.
Nope.
Interesting. Have you tried it? Or
I have, actually.
Okay.
I tried crab
what about
legs.
Mahi-mahi?
No, I believe for
Don't
ethical reasons, I believe that the fish should stay in the sea.
Oh, okay.
That's like
it's ethical.
It's ethical.
Okay. So, are you a vegetarian?
No, because like we share the land with those animals.
Oh.
So
she's
like,
respecting them.
Okay,
so that
goes into your kind of your passion for environmentalism. And do you? And that is that true?
Yes.
Do you have a passion?
I do. I'm very interested.
Elaborate
in
on like what aspects. You talked about energy, but
yes.
What are you most passionate about?
I really think out of the areas I'm most passionate about, like stopping plastic pollution. I did a research project on a similar area in high school, and I just think that at the end of the day, we get to climate change, right? We're affecting the atmosphere, but Earth will be fine. Animals will be fine. And, like, we are going to hurt some species, but there's been other, like, catastrophes. And they will rebound. At the end of the day, we're harming humans the most and our future the most and our ability to live on a lot of land the most. So that's kind of our fault. So I think it's obviously important to mitigate. But I think that, like, plastic hurts species also, but it also, in my opinion, like, ruins so much of Earth's natural beauty. And it also is, like, our plastic, not that our energy use doesn't affect other countries also, but is, like, directly affecting so much of the physical environment and so many other countries. And, like, most of our garbage goes to China and is just, or third world countries, and it's just piled there, and it's disgusting. And it also contributes to greenhouse gases and such, too. So I just feel like plastic is absolutely horrible, especially because some of it takes tens of millions of years to even degrade.
Yeah.
You don't like greenhouse gases?
I am not the biggest fan.
See, here...
Greenhouse gases sounds like a good, like, smoke shop.
Here on the Bechdel test, we love greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
We do.
Which part specifically? Like, I actually, though, like, I do enjoy the warmer winters.
Okay. I also have a question. What material would you say that bracelet's made out of?
This is, like, synthetic plastic.
Different.
It's different. Because, like, you just went on for 5 minutes about it, and you're playing with it.
Do you actually have any, like, personal connections to, like has plastic... Fuck me. Dude, I can't even ask this question.
Has plastic hurt you?
You're like, what? Have you had a relationship with plastic?
You know, like, the tags on clothes that you have to, like, pull off?
They're itchy.
Well, no. Like, when you have, like, a price tag, and it's, like... And then sometimes I'll try to, like, wrap it around my finger to pull it off, and then, like, I, like, cut my finger doing that one.
So that's what really hurt motivated.
So then she's like,
that's stupid.
That's
on
me.
There we go.
My finger hurts.
That's it.
Reagan, would you ever go on, like, a plastic boycott? Just use no plastic.
If I had the means, time, and resources...
Sorry, Sophia, they're calling them girl cots now. I'm just letting
Would you ever go on a plastic girl cot? Sorry, thanks for correcting me.
Like, I would if it was more feasible. I just feel like there isn't enough non-plastic alternatives to, like, access regularly for me.
So make it happen, Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan, I feel like, I mean, as a Princeton student, you shouldn't just be complacent, you know?
Yeah,
I know.
Don't complain about things that you're in control of, you know?
You're right.
You know, do you need tampons? No. Do you need pads? No. Can you free bleed? Yeah, you can. Okay.
You can.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know how we transition.
Speaking of making change, Reagan, I met you at DDA. That would be Dialogue and Difference in Action, which is our Princeton orientation. And on their website, it says that DDA provides an opportunity for students to engage in critical dialogues focused on identity, power, privilege, and difference. And I must ask you, in what ways do you think DDA allowed you to develop competencies and perspectives crucial to the creation of an inclusive campus climate?
This sounds like it's right out of, like, a review, like, a questionnaire. Survey. Like, a survey that you have to fill out. Like, what did your orientation teach you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, like, the thing I most got out of DDA was that prisons should not exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
like,
that was
a big
Luke
one
Miller,
they pushed,
like,
on us.
Or, like, Luke Carroll, knock down the prison.
Yeah.
It was like, you kill someone, therapy.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Serial rapist, therapy.
Fast. Why would you rape cereal? I don't know.
Yeah, that's gross.
Well, I guess it's better than the alternative.
But. Which would be?
Humans.
Oh, that's the only alternative there?
Or dogs.
Oh, I don't like where this
what
is
about,
going.
What about, like,
let's end it. Let's end it. Because, no, when we first got introduced to each other virtually over the summer, you wanted to do CA, and then you got assigned to OA, and you were like, no, I hate nature, and I hate, like, being outside. And so then you compromised by going to DDA.
Exactly, yeah.
What a horrible compromise.
I had this whole survey. Basically, it was like, no OA with all of my answers. And they were like, you got OA, congratulations.
They wanted to challenge you.
That's beyond my means currently. And I was like, hell no. And they were like, oh, we're sorry. There was a glitch in your survey. Mm. Here's DDA.
For our non-Princeton audience, OA is outdoor action. CA is community action. And Reagan, let me ask you, did you bring up your pickiness when trying to fight for your rights to go to DDA?
I actually did not, but I believe there was a food survey, and I was like, it was the dietary restrictions, and I think I put, like, I am a picky eater.
You know
this,
what?
That, and the
I don't
other.
Think
and
Reagan
they didn't
anything.
Do anything to accommodate me.
I literally don't think Reagan ate anything
at
DDA.
I had bread. Like, yeah. The same bread for every meal.
She would have, like, a slice of watermelon and some bread.
You had some bread.
Like, I didn't think I could become tired of bread, but, like, I was tired.
But it happened.
She was tired of it.
It wasn't even good bread.
Type of bread?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
She liked that.
That's a good one.
Ooh. So I feel like for a lot of different things, sourdough.
Sourdough's good.
Is really good. But I also love me, like, some dinner rolls or some, like, Outback rye.
You heard it here. She loves dinner rolls.
Oh, you like Outback? Oh,
I do. I love steak.
Oh, you love steak.
I love steak.
Oh. Okay, I want to talk about myself. Hold on to it. When I was little, my mom used to make the spinach dip with sourdough bread as the bowl to the spinach dip, right? And I used to eat way too much every single time that we had a party at my house because there was food everywhere and I just had no control and I was like, nom, nom, nom. But I'd always end the night with some sourdough bread. And every time I thought it tasted so bad that it would trigger my gag reflex, and then I would throw up.
And you hate,
like,
that.
Like, every single time. Yeah.
And you hate throw up.
That sounds like a burgeoning eating disorder.
Oops.
Okay.
Oopsie.
Well, that's not what it was. I just really didn't like sourdough bread. And
well,
I told
glad.
Everyone I was allergic to it, and
I'm
it
glad.
Turns out I wasn't allergic to it. Ask your question.
So I actually figured out that my question is more of a statement while you were going on with that story.
Because
I'm thinking, like, Reagan's a happy person. Like, she always seems cheery. And, you know, bread, like, triggers the same sort of thing in your head that, like, opioids do. Except
Woohoo!
On, like, not the same level, obviously. So you think that's related to your happiness. Go ahead.
I kind of do on a level. I mean, it definitely releases a lot of sugars into my bloodstream. And the sugars just make me happy.
Right.
Like, I am a very sugar person.
Do you think that, like, how you feel now is comparable to how you felt when you were addicted to opioids?
Oh, that's a good one.
You know what? I do think it's quite similar. I think when I was addicted to opioids, my
opioids. I don't know what those are, but opioids.
I feel like my feelings of happiness might have been a little bit more extreme. Like, right now, the bread plays a part, but so does the weather.
Oh
yeah,
so you
the global warming, right?
So exactly,
you transitioned from opioids to just bread.
Exactly,
bread and greenhouse gases. And
speaking of transition, I'm going to transition into talking about your LinkedIn because it says that one of your activities at Princeton is Brazilian waxing. Wait, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, not waxing.
Is that actually on there?
That's on there.
It is.
Wow.
So elaborate on
that. I attended, like, was it two or three classes? Because friends were doing it. And it was actually really fun, but, like, very up close and personal.
Mm.
Especially because because it's like you are on top of each other. Like,
that's the same as Brazilian waxing. Interesting.
Except for, like, the clothing part, right? But
well,
it's like.
Wait, you're naked for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
No.
That's, like, just he was distinguishing. That was the distinguishing factor.
That's just how we practice our Brazilian
jiu-jitsu. I was about to say, we do naked Brazilian
jiu-jitsu. Brazilian jiu-jitsu is just a euphemism for sex.
Like, it's like you are all up in the partner's space and you don't know them. And then you're like, psh, and then they're like, psh.
What is the psh sound?
Yeah. What's that?
It's just kind of like the sparring type thing.
Okay.
It's like most of it's to practice, like, self-defense in a lot of ways.
So how does that kind of help you get hired?
bodyguard roles.
Yeah, okay. It definitely can help me for bodyguard roles, I think. I also think that the video I had to watch for Spanish class brought up a good point.
Really?
That there's a lot of harassment in workplaces, so I can defend against harassment.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy will be like, hey, cutie pie. And then
he'll be like,
if someone comes at you with some spicy food, you can be like, no!
No!
Yeah.
Fight so cold.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Stop.
Not even mild, just steamed.
With maybe some salt. She said to even ask for salt and pepper on the side.
On the side.
They're
salt and pepper,
like,
spicier
pepper,
there.
But,
Oh, right. It's too much.
It's too much.
Reagan, question for you. This isn't the first Princeton podcast you've been on.
No, it is not.
However, give us at least three reasons why the Bechdel test is better in every way than the podcast that shall not be named.
Okay.
Three reasons why it's better in every way.
Well, I do really, like, love these microphones. It makes
Thank
me feel
you.
Very, very professional.
Profesh.
And I like the way my voice sounds in the headset.
Okay, so how about three reasons that are not related to you? Thanks.
Well, these podcasts do tend to be more consistent. I would say, you know, they haven't done a podcast since before winter break, I think.
Air Sunday, baby.
You guys suck.
I would say, like, the STEM and SPIA majors in them said no compared to, like, other STEM, SPIA, and everyone else.
We're social majors. Sciences out yeah. here. We social yeah. sciences. They,
that's, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Well, me too, so that's okay.
Econ, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Econ, yeah?
Hey, guys. But, like, I was kind of thinking about philosophy.
Oh, get out of here.
Who's your favorite philosopher?
I don't know, but there's a class that sounds very interesting.
What's interesting?
The ethics.
You say it like my friend Javon does.
Yeah? Is that a good thing?
I don't know. Keep going.
The ethics of love and sex.
Oh.
Well, I don't think you're interested in philosophy. I think you're interested in sex.
Yeah, I think you might consider a different career.
Maybe you don't consider majoring in it just because of that class.
No, there's other ones too.
Oh, like what?
The philosophy of natural sciences.
Well, sex is a natural science.
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm thinking it all boils down to that Brazilian jiu-jitsu we were talking about earlier.
Maybe this has, like, changed me. The BJJ has...
The BJJ.
Sorry, what?
Now we're just reading any. I love that, though.
What?
That is what
brilliant
is.
Brilliant jujitsu.
I put the BJ in BJJ.
He's hat together.
Oh. The BJJ. Understood.
You should bring that up in your interview and be like, and that's when I started the BJJ, honestly.
Or just create a new club. Same
that's
acronym.
I call Emily's friend Jay.
BJJ. Shout out
BJJ. We love you back home.
Shout out BJJ.
Okay, out of all of us, who would die first in a horror movie? This one's just opening up to the whole table. This isn't just for Regan.
I mean, for sure, Regan, though.
Why?
Oh, yeah, Regan would totally
die
first.
Well, again, they would just, like, throw, like, I don't
pepper
know,
at you.
Yeah, pepper. And then you're like, oh, God.
Dead.
Yeah. And you die.
Well, I vote for Emily.
Ooh.
Why? That's a hot take.
Is it? No, yeah. Someone can just throw up on you, or throw up on
no,
you.
No, I'm
die.
Over that now, actually.
Are you? You're done with it?
I'm done with
you won't,
that.
You won't, like, gag if there's sourdough bread thrown at you?
Oh, not anymore. I eat sourdough bread like it's candy.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Thank you, GI Virus, for making me throw up so many times I can't be scared of it anymore.
Thanks, GI Virus. Shout out, GI Virus.
Okay, who would die next, then?
I'd probably die next.
Why would you say that?
I just get bored.
Okay. I'm tired of this.
This is so boring.
You think I want to hide for that long?
Oh, you're gonna get me!
I'm just be like, Tess, come on. I was watching this video today, though. Actually, you know, on YouTube, the Jace. It's like some like criminal psychology videos. They get millions of views. But I watched it because one came out and it was this woman.
Trust me, they get millions of guys.
I promise. I'm not weird. No, but I watched like it was this one and And it was about this woman who was the worst liar ever, and it shows the interrogation of her and stuff. But she, like, killed her husband by, like, they go to her house, and she comes out, she's like, oh my god, I'm just so, like, freaked out. Can I go inside and, like, get a Diet Coke? I have such cotton mouth. And they're like, what?
Yes, I saw that. What? I saw that
she
on TikTok.
She zipped up her husband in a suitcase and killed him.
Did you see the videos of the guy in the suitcase suit? That it's terrifying.
It's disturbed me, because I looked it up, because I was like, you know, that curiosity, morbid curiosity. And it was really disturbing.
It was gross.
Because you hear him calling out, and you can see it moving and squirming.
Yes. You hear him calling out from within the
suit. Yeah, he's like, I can't breathe.
And she's going...
This is what
fuck you. Yeah. This is what it feels like.
She sounds like super drunk.
But why did she do it though? Probably had a good reason, right?
Well, he did abuse her. So
there you go.
But
she just wanted her Diet Coke.
She did murder him.
Well deserved.
No, she put him in a suitcase.
And he went upstairs and went to bed.
if he wanted to live, he could have gotten out, I feel like. It's all about, like...
It's hers.
Hello?
Did she lock it?
No will.
She zipped it all the way up, but he could not get out.
But there's a will, there's a way.
Imagine his hands are up here, and the zipper closes at his feet.
This is crazy blaming the victim. Right.
Like, what are you guys talking about?
We're crazy blaming the victim.
And then in, like, the interrogation, she's like, I don't know, like, it was just for fun. I zipped him up.
She said...
We were laughing.
Hide and seek?
What if that's a game they play?
Yeah, they're hide and seek. We were doing a puzzle. We were listening to music. And we had a bottle of wine. And then we were like, fuck it, let's play hide and seek. Which is like such a wild thing
to
say.
It's a good hiding spot. It is good.
She's like, and I couldn't find him, so no, I just got tired and went to bed.
She put him in there.
No, but like,
that's not how you play hide and seek.
I don't know. The whole thing seems a little sus.
Yeah. It seems a little weird.
Are you related to her? Is that why?
Anyway, I think that Sophia would die after Reagan because you would have to poop.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's presumably there's a bathroom. No?
Where? In our hiding spot?
Well, no, in the haunted house.
Well, if you're moving around the haunted house to take a poopy, he's going to find you.
I'll poop in my pants.
And then I would probably just kill Simon for fun. Be like, well, we're probably going to die anyway. And then kill him.
You'd be the last one.
How would you kill me?
Suitcase.
That's really not funny at all. That's not cool.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining the video. It's like so disturbing. No,
it's
though.
Horrible. I don't want to think about it anymore.
Stop! Oh my god!
That's not cool.
Stop thinking about it.
Okay.
Stop, Reagan. What would you say is the most niche thing about you?
I think my food taste. No one can say they're like me in that way.
You know what I would? You know what? I was thinking about this. It's been weighing on me.
Oh yeah.
I think you should stop describing yourself as picky.
Because
I feel like that has a bad connotation. It has like a childlike connotation.
It does. It does. People hate on me for it.
Right. It's something niche and unique about you. I think you should be maybe like dietarily challenged or something.
Like just superior taste.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's definitely
not it. I'm going to stop you right there.
Oh, so Reagan is a white woman and she's superior.
So you're superior to the people of India, which their food sucks. Great. And you have superior taste to them.
Right. Yeah,
and they make their food wrong, is what you said earlier, if I'm remembering correctly.
And not to my taste.
To your superior taste.
To your superior taste.
They've been working for decades to try to perfect it for Reagan. They're like...
What is your ideal future like in about 15 to 20 years? What would you say?
Ooh, 15 to 20 years. So how old am I? Like 18? Like, okay. So I hope to be like wealthy.
And how are you going to achieve said wealth?
Yeah, consulting would be really cool. Working in a fashion company at an executive level would be cool. Private equity would be cool. Something in business or finance.
Mm. Sell out.
Probably, yes.
Nice.
But hopefully related to sustainability in one way or another. But we'll get there.
Anti-plastic.
Yeah, as long as there's no plastic
involved.
It
seems to be very conflicting.
What if you decide? There are sustainable private equity firms that invest in sustainables.
ECG, baby.
Are our partners.
Really?
ESG, not ECG, ESG, environmental sustainability governance or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you sound there's like you really care about
it. There's also this consulting firm called E3. It's what? Oh, gosh, I can't remember. Environmental, energy, and economics, something like that.
Okay.
And
nice. Thank God. I was worried.
But they're really cool, too.
So you just want to work? Well, no, 20 years from now, I have a life?
Yeah, I do really want a life. I want to travel a lot. Okay. I really want, like...
You know, that's not very good for the environment.
That is bad.
You know what? I will invent, like...
Teleportation.
I'm just gonna have a private jet that uses, like, renewable...
That's great. that's really good for the
renewable
environment.
Renewable energy only, though. It'll just run off of, like, solar somehow.
Somehow.
Well, you're not going to survive that's one flight.
I got you.
from our curious audience, we love our audience. They want some advice from you in particular, Reagan. We need this settled once and for all, says Daniel from the class of 2027. Is cereal a soup? Go ahead.
Ooh, so
it is after the cereal rapist gets to it.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Wow.
So on first instinct I want to say no.
Yeah.
But I do feel like once cereal gets soggy and if it were heated up, it would be a soup.
Well then I feel like it's just not so much cereal anymore, no?
I mean it's still cereal
soup. You know,
can I ask it? I hate these type of questions because they're so stupid. Like, there's a hamburger, or there's a hot dog, a sandwich.
Okay, Daniel was curious.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That's true.
Daniel was curious.
I respect Daniel. I love Daniel, and I love his question.
Stupid Simon does.
No, I think the type of questions because it's like. No, obviously cereal is not soup.
Okay, I really enjoy it. Daniel.
I'd love Daniel.
I guess milk is not broth, right? Soup needs to have a broth.
I think it has to have some amount of.
Since when are you like that? She's the food connoisseur. She would know.
Yeah, Reagan, have you had soup before?
Actually, yes. chicken noodle, but like without celery and carrots, just like chicken noodles.
Just chicken. I thought you liked noodles.
Carrots. I do like carrots, but like not in my soup. It's a texture. Okay. Thing, you know?
Wrong textures texture mixed thing. Together.
Exactly.
Have you had mulligatawny soup?
What is
mulligatawny soup? Is an Indian soup that does not require a broth.
She will have that this summer.
No, actually, I will not. Because
she doesn't have soups that don't require broth.
It does require a broth. I'm looking it up on all recipes.
Oh, thank God.
So you're right. You're actually right.
I love those words.
And then Calvin asks a question for us, not for you. So, how do you find special guests?
Well, that's a great question, Calvin.
We just look for those special students out
you
there.
You also have to listen to our podcast.
What?
Wait, what do you mean special guests?
Just, like Regan's our special guest right now.
Calvin's not asking to be a special guest. Is that what you're implying?
I'm saying like the people that want to become special guests should listen to the podcast.
Oh yeah, our That's special true. Guests are.
Why was
huge
that
fans.
Such a big deal?
Well, because you're being so mean first to Daniel, now to Calvin. I don't understand.
We love these guys.
I love Calvin. I love Daniel.
Calvin
I'm
and
so
Daniel
sorry.
Are my faves. Dude.
I love Daniel and Calvin.
Our guests are special and they are like great. Good at
I just
conversing.
Love them to death.
And they're those like little stars in the audience.
Yeah, little diamonds in the rough.
Little twinkles.
Yeah, one might say.
Well, Regan, all I have to say is you've been a fantastic.
You have.
Fantastic.
I love Regan.
Well, I love Regan too.
I love Regan.
Okay.
You're mad because she's taking your jokes.
Yeah, I don't like it. The narcissism bit is my thing.
And
we can't. There can't be two.
Nope.
There's only room for one narcissist in the room. Everyone knows this.
Got yeah, it. So now I have to act selfless, and I hate it.
God, it's hard for her. It really is.
Anyway.
How would you rate Regan, Emily?
Do you want me to, like, close my ears? Would that make it easier?
I'll give you 3.5 hepatitis B vaccines. One on the left thigh.
Mm-hmm.
One in the, two in the right arm.
That's where my rabies vaccine is currently,
okay,
actually.
Okay, that's cool.
Congrats.
I didn't ask. And then one in the butt, but you went,
that's
ouch,
nice. That's
and then
one.
They stopped, so you only got half a vaccine
oh,
in your
no.
butt.
So you might get hepatitis B then.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
So you are in danger of hepatitis B. Make sure you wash
Oops.
Your hands after you
got
poop.
It.
Oops.
Got it.
I will give you the entire HPV vaccination
oh,
series.
I appreciate
wow.
that.
Yeah. That usually takes 3 years. So.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, I'll give
like
it
that.
All at once.
Yeah.
yeah. So awesome. Maybe you'll like contract HPV then, which I don't
wow.
wish on you.
That's a little.
But,
this seems a little bit like backhanded. Like you're trying
well,
to pretend
well,
to be nice.
No, I'm always nice. But
she is always nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And I give you 5 rubella and mumps. Vaccines. Vaccines. I don't want you
vaccines.
To get the, I don't want you to get
you're
rubella.
You're not going
to
get
I don't
that.
Know who rubella is, but I don't think she's...
You're not getting her.
You're not getting her.
Thank you.
We,
or mumps.
I would prefer mumps. I would prefer not to, I think.
Or whooping cough.
Whooping.
That might be kind of fun. I could be like, I have whooping cough.
Whooping
cough.
I have whooping cough.
I have a whooping case of the whooping cough.
Guys, we need to stop doing that.
Okay.
They're
stop.
Gonna
I did the joke once, and now you're eating it up.
Well, it was funny. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We want to shout out some of our shout outs.
Shout out to diphtheria. That's another vaccine.
Okay. Cynthia Jacobson is shouting out Serena Sheth. She says, gotta keep an eye out for Serena.
Facts.
Oh, that was not funny at all.
I don't want to read this next
now
one.
Now you're being mean. I love Cynthia Jacobson.
Really? Do you?
I do.
Cynthia? Simon told me he doesn't even like
you. I don't know. Oh. First of all, I don't know Cynthia, but I love her.
Okay,
Cynthia,
I'll read the next
Jacobson,
one.
Jacobson, I love you.
George Geotennis, one of our old guests, is wow. shouting out Sophia Sheppy.
Stop.
I have no idea who that is, but isn't it weird
Stop
they have a similar
it.
Last name to you? He says, love you. But I guess
that
he doesn't love
basic.
Simon and I, because that's kind of rude.
And we're shouting out all the students admitted to the class of 2027. Congrats and welcome to Princeton.
Yeah, yesterday was Woo! Ivy Day. Congrats. We'll see you when you come for Princeton Preview. And there are just throngs of little high schoolers walking about.
Yes.
Hopefully it won't be so cold this time.
True.
Yeah,
it's
freezing.
I wanted to die.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
thank God
actually,
that
suicide
you
jokes
have things
funny,
like your plastic bracelet that help us get a warmer spring.
Yeah, true.
Exactly.
We love our greenhouse gases.
Ain't that the truth?
Shout out.
Guys, that is it for today.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm very thankful for our listeners.
Thank you.
Our audience.
Thank you.
And thank you.
I'm thankful for you,
and Reagan.
Thank you, Reagan.
Thank you for your time today.
Of course, I really appreciate the gratitude. It makes my ego feel good.
Okay.
And we now appreciate... let's listen to the outro music.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.